In his wide-ranging speech at the UN headquarters in New York, President Mugabe attacked the West for imposing sanctions on him and members of his inner circle, saying developed nations with a regime change agenda should not interfere in the internal affairs of the country. Mentioning the United States by name, Mr. Mugabe said he did not know what Zimbabwe had done wrong to upset America for the country to impose what he said were crippling economic sanctions on Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe desires and is committed to nurturing friendly relations with other nations, but he cannot tolerate interference in its domestic affairs. We invite other countries with which we may have differences, including the United States and the NATO powers. We invite them, if they have differences of whatever nature with us, to eschew threats, pressures, and punitive actions in favor of reconciliation, friendship, and dialogue. I therefore denounce in the strongest terms the illegal sanctions that are imposed on my country by the European Union and the USA, and call for their immediate and unconditional removal. We don't know what wrong we have done to the United States, and can it leave us free and independent to do our own thing, please?
President Mugabe was also critical on gays, noting that Zimbabwe fundamentally differs with the West on such issues. He condemned the push for gay rights by, quote, self-anointed prefects of our time.
We equally reject attempts to prescribe new rights that are contrary to our values, norms, traditions, and beliefs. We are not gays. Respecting and upholding human rights is the obligation of all states and is enshrined in the United Nations Charter. Nowhere does the Charter arrogate the right to some to sit in judgment over others.
In the beginning of the speech, he wore his African Union chairmanship hat and reiterated long-standing calls by the AU and other developing nations for the reform of the United Nations Security Council and the General Assembly. President Mugabe, who has been accused of rights abuses, told the General Assembly the issue of respecting and upholding human rights is the obligation of all states as enshrined in the United Nations Charter.
In that regard, we reject the politicization of this important issue and the application of double standards to victimize those who dare think and act independently of the self-anointed prefects of our time.
He ended his speech by telling the biggest gathering in decades of world leaders that Zimbabwe wants to live in harmony with all countries, big or small.
Once more, I put it on record that my country is desirous to live in harmony with all countries, big and small. We have peace in Zimbabwe just now. We don't want war. We don't want interference. We don't want to hear of regime change at all.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon had opened the session earlier, setting the tone for the need for world leaders to confront the various conflicts besetting the world, especially the Syrian crisis. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Sandra Nyaira.